You are our guest. Earlier this week, we learned from Gretchen Reynolds that walking can boost our creativity.
Well, now we want you to call in and share your favorite place to go for a walk in Wisconsin. Maybe when you need to clear your head, just find some peace and quiet, or maybe when you're looking to get a little more creative. What is your go-to walking spot here in Wisconsin? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Yeah, if you have a place, a city or country, a walk in the woods or in a prairie, alone, family, walking a pet, let us know a great place to take a walk. Again, the number you can call in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us. We're at Central Time WPR. We heard from Robin, who tweeted us. She recommends the Driftless region anywhere on the west coast of Wisconsin. And I like the walk along the river in La Crosse. Actually, that's for western Wisconsin. That's a nice, you're right in the city. A lot of stuff you can go to from there, but it's really beautiful along the river there too.
Yeah, walks along bodies of water are always excellent.
Hard to go wrong.
I'm totally partial to the walk in Big Bay State Park on Madeline Island. Mm-hmm. It goes right along Lake Superior, kind of up high,
and you
can hear the waves crashing. It's stunning.
I have done that one too. That is a great one. Well, let's get our callers in on this. We've got David starting us off in Green Bay. David, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, where do you go walking?
I go walking downtown Green Bay along Broadway. Sometimes over the river on Washington, and they're redeveloped downtown.
Any places you like to stop along the way?
Oh, there's a lot of places. There's Bernstein's Candies, a couple taverns. But usually it's just to walk. I kind of like that urban feel.
And do you go out? Do you work down there? Do you get out to clear your head during work or just go down, visit, and walk?
I live down there, so I kind of just go for some exercise, but also just kind of get away and clear my head and, relax.
Beautiful. David, thanks for calling in and sharing that walk with us.
Yeah, thanks much for that. It's interesting because when I think of walk, I usually think nature, but there are lots of urban walks that we can take that are pretty fantastic, too. We're going to go next to Donna in Friendship. Hi, Donna.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to walk at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in Nisida, Wisconsin.
What do you like about that?
Well, it offers a lot of different types of habitat. You get the woodlands, you get the wetland, and you get the open savannas. They have several nice trails that are mowed, and then they also have some accessible trails that have boardwalks and gravel on them. And they actually intersect with some of the wetlands.
Great. A lot of variety, Donna. Do you have a favorite time of year to go there?
I go there year round.
Okay.
I think probably now through October would be my favorite time.
All right.
That location.
Thanks a lot for sharing that, Donna. We are asking you to share your favorite places to walk in Wisconsin. Keep trying if you're getting a busy signal. Lines are opening up now and again. 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're going to go next to Katie in Manitowoc. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
What do you think about
walking? I like to walk along the Mariner Trail in between Manitowoc and Two Rivers. It's right on the lake shore, and it's just a very beautiful and scenic walk.
Well, that sounds nice. The Mariner Trail, so lots of views of the lake then, I'm guessing.
Yep, it's right along the lake shore.
Perfect.
Is that a rugged walk up and down, or are you pretty much on a flat beach the whole way?
You can walk along the beach. Otherwise, there's a paved trail that you can walk on as well.
Cool.
That sounds gorgeous. Well, thank you so much. We should be writing these down because I like walks. Oh, well.
Next time, let's remember to write down suggestions and we could like post them or
brilliant.
Something.
Wow. You're brilliant, Rob. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Revolutionized radio.
Let's go next to Anne, who's joining us in Neenah. Hi, Anne.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to mention one of my favorite places is South Woods in Ripon, Wisconsin. And they're having their annual spring walk. And they have guides that take you through the woods and point out different wildflowers. It's a real undisturbed woods, old growth woods. It's absolutely beautiful. Parts of it I don't think has ever even been logged, so it's very old.
Wow, that sounds really lovely. So
tons of spring flowers, something you've never seen before in huge bunches.
So South Woods in Ripon, Wisconsin. That's another one. Thank you so much, Anne. We appreciate that call.
We'll go to Rebecca now in Milwaukee. Rebecca, hi.
Hi.
Where do you like to go walking?
Well, I live in Milwaukee, and right in the middle of the city is Havenwood State Forest, 237 acres. For years, I didn't even tell anybody about it, but oh. It's such a treasure. It's got some ponds and a creek, and it's got a gravel path, but lots of just woods and wide open prairie, and it's marvelous. I've seen salmon. There's reports of mink. I've seen deer, fox, and lots of birds.
Wait, this is in Milwaukee?
In Milwaukee, between the National Guard Armory and a public housing project. Hmm. And they've been working to restore it for 25 years.
Are they trying to keep this kind of on the down low, Rebecca, or is this something that people are just discovering and going to?
I don't think they're trying to keep it on the down low. I just don't think there's a lot of maybe budget to get the information out there, but they have an active group of friends of the Havenwoods and activities, lots of youth activities. I'm a college teacher. I've taken classes out there. There are lots of public schools, I think, that take their kids out there. So it's really a special treasure.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that, Rebecca. We're taking your suggestions for great walks in Wisconsin. We'll go now to Kevin in Tomahawk. Before we go to Kevin, still time for you to call in, 800-642-1234. Kevin, what walk do you want to share with us?
Well, you were saying, well, walk with your pet. And anywhere I can walk with my dog is absolutely my favorite. But my second favorite is the Harrison Hills in Tomahawk. It's just a gorgeous trail that you can walk miles and miles and never see another human being. There's lakes, and it's just a fantastic, quiet experience.
That sounds great. And Kevin, Michelle, our board operator, is from that area, and she likes the Bearskin Trail between Minocqua and Tomahawk. Have you walked that?
I have. I've actually snowmobiled it, too. It's an old railroad bed, and it goes through some very nice area. But like I said, in Harrison, you're secluded. You don't ever see another human being out there. But now you might.
Now that you've given away the secret. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Okay, and moving on, we go to Lori next in Oconomowoc. Hi, Lori.
Hi there.
Hey.
I think a really great walk is the walk around Fowler Lake here in Oconomowoc.
Ah, Fowler Lake. All right, I'm not familiar with that. What might I see if I were taking a walk around Fowler Lake?
Well, one of the things that you would enjoy at the end of your walk is a stop at the gelato shop or at Whelan's Coffee Shop, which has fabulous ice cream as well. But during your walk, you could possibly see loon, and also bald eagles are in this area as well.
If that's the Oconomowoc Lake I'm thinking about, it's a pretty big lake. How long a walk is that if you walk all the way around it? Or are you just talking about a little stroll along the shore?
No, I'm talking, there's several lakes out in this area, but I'm talking about Fowler Lake in particular, which will take you through beautiful little neighborhoods and then also through our downtown area.
Okay, I think that is the one. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. We've had some people on Facebook chiming in, by the way. Patty wrote Baxter Hollow, Pine Hollow, and Bourne's Hollow. He likes the hollows. I haven't been to any of those.
I have been to Baxter Hollow, and it is pretty spectacular.
Where is that? I don't even know.
It's near Baraboo.
Okay.
I think I've got that right. North of Sauk City.
Okay.
Anyway, if you hit it at the wrong season, it's more mosquitoes than you've ever encountered in your entire life, but it is spectacularly beautiful. So I second that. Carly on Facebook says Devil's Lake, Baird's Creek in Green Bay, UW Green Bay Arboretum, and the Madison Arboretum, and a place called Trip Falls.
Thanks for all those suggestions, Carly. We've got Diane and Racine on the line now. Diane, hi there.
Hi. I really wanted to recommend the Petrified Springs County Park in Kenosha County. It has lots and lots of trails through the woods. It has paved paths for handicapped. It's dog friendly, and there's water to walk by. There's woods to walk through. I have been greeted by deer on the trail walking my dog. It's just wonderful.
It's called Petrified Springs Park.
Yep.
What's a petrified spring?
It's right off of 31.
So what's the petrified part? I don't know.
Everything's moving when I'm there.
Maybe some people were frightened of the deer the first time, and they're just petrified. And so they spring away.
Yeah, I'm
reaching.
Yeah. something back in. I know we have an Indian Springs Trail as one of the trails back there, so there could be lots of reasons for the name.
Awesome.
And someone in Kenosha County can answer that. I just love the park.
Diane, thank you so much for that suggestion.
And thank you, everybody, for all of these great suggestions for places to walk in Wisconsin. Now we know that walking isn't just good for you. It helps boost creativity, as we heard earlier this week with Gretchen Reynolds. Well, you can share your ideas. Keep them coming on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet them at Central Time WPR.
Coming up, we'll hear about the secret lives of plants, from the truth about plant sex to the quest for the black petunia. I'm Rob Ferrick.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.